In the name of the living God and the risen Christ, amen. He is languishing in a cold dungeon. He's chained like a common criminal. He's imprisoned by the command of Nero himself, whose persecution of Christians reached satanic intensity at this time. He's been abandoned by his friends, rejected by his own people, stripped of all the accolades and accomplishments of learning and piety and religion. And now his life is almost over. And yet St. Paul, in 2 Timothy, offers a powerful confession of faith. God's word is not chained. God's word is not bound. All else in life says otherwise. But St. Paul is able to believe and teach and confess that no matter what is happening to him right now, God's word will endure forever. You see, by the power of the Holy Spirit, St. Paul has learned that the word of God cannot be bound by this world because it deals ultimately with spiritual things. It frees us not from earthly chains, but from the slavery of sin. It promises not earthly stability, but heavenly security. It attacks not earthly armies, but the forces of darkness in the spiritual realms. The word of God captures hearts and minds and souls, not rulers and princes and kingdoms. And in fact, it is precisely in the times of greatest earthly captivity where the word of God flourishes in abundance. He writes to Timothy, he says, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, offspring of David, as preached by my gospel, for which I suffer, bound with chains like a common criminal. But the word of God is not bound." How hard this is to believe. How little faith we have at times. We've got not enough money. We've got not enough friends. We've got too few positive things happening in our lives. We have far too many heartaches or too many bad choices. We're living the consequences of these. We have too much work, too many trips on the trouble bus. On the trouble L, maybe I should say today. But all the while we have the word of God, and we have it in such abundance, in such freedom. But this is apparently not enough for us. The word of God is not enough for us. But you see, my brothers and sisters, the Lord is going to strip it all away at some point, all of our earthly props. Maybe not now on this day, maybe not completely in your life, but one day it will all be taken from us. Even if it is at our last day, our last dying breath, the Lord Almighty takes each person to a place where only his word will endure. And nothing else will ultimately matter. Then at that moment, sooner or later, at this day or at the hour of our death, we will have no choice but to either believe what he says or not. To trust his word, which says if we die with him, we will live with him. To trust it or not. We will all be taken at some point to that point. Does the word of God really endure? Does it really unleash our chains? The word of God ultimately is Jesus Christ himself. And his word is not bound because he is not bound. Christ Jesus was the word made flesh. Remember? Logos infleshed for us, incarnate by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, we confess every Sunday right here. Born into this life to save sinners. The Word is Christ himself, the Word Jesus incarnate for us. The Word Jesus then was also imprisoned, you recall, betrayed, tried, chained like a common criminal, grotesquely affixed to an instrument of human torture, and then mocked and left hanging naked in shame to die. And yet this word, Christ himself, was not even then bound. Father, forgive. These are the words of a free man. Lord, into your hands I commit my spirit. These are the words of a free man. He could not ultimately be bound, for on the third day he rose again from the dead as victorious Word who lives and reigns now unto all eternity. We do not believe that the Word, Christ himself, is bound, and so we cannot believe that his Word in Scripture, in sacrament, in proclamation, in reconciliation can be bound. It is free. Ultimately, now and for all eternity. It is not bound. It cannot be bound. It cannot be chained. And it is free for you and me today. It is free to free those who are enslaved to sin, to death, and the power of the devil. The word of freedom frees all those in bondage because it comes from the one free one, Jesus Christ himself, who was dead but is alive again and reigns now among us. All those who are baptized into his name are like him, unchained and liberated from sin and from death and from the darkness of the world, no matter what befalls them in this life. Believe this. Cling to it. Believe the truth of his word, because it comes from him, the faithful one who cannot lie. Believe it. It is true that just as Christ could not be bound, so his word is not bound and is not bound among us even here. He cannot lie. His word cannot lie. He is victorious and risen from the dead, and so his word now has ultimate power and authority over all things. That means you also are free through his word. So be free, then. Live like a free person, because that is what you are. Fret not about the frets and fetters of this world, the cold, dark dungeons you inhabit, the worldly chains which have no ultimate power over you. You belong to Christ. He reigns in freedom. You will one day too. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.